Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Da 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 da. Gonna open up the chat room. If you wanna join us in the chat room and I'll promote whatever it is, just go to Blog Talk Radio, sign in, give yourself a chat name. With my chat room opening up. Anyway, if I can get into my chat room. Okay, it's coming now. There's my chat room. It's up. Just join Blog Talk Radio and we'll start the day. Right? That sounds good to me. And I don't know. Let's start with a little Afterbirth Monkey because I love him.
Meryl Streep is from the future. She has traveled back in time. She comes from a land where stars shine brighter, like Meryl shines in yours and mine.
Back in the future where Meryl's from, she's just an acting average Joe. But now that Meryl's here, there are no acting heights to which she can't go.
Oh, Meryl Streep, you are a goddess of me. But in the future where you're from, you're just like everybody else. So you turn back time to be among us ordinary people. Oh,
Meryl Streep, we love you because you shine, shine, shine. Back in the future when Meryl was in high school, when she couldn't get into her drama club, she flew to the physics lab with fervor and snapped upon her rubber gloves.
Using lots of scientific physics magic, Meryl grasped the hands of time.
And she fell into a wormhole, and now she's doing fine.
Oh, Meryl Streep, you are a goddess of emotion. But in the future where you're from, you're just like everybody else. So you turn back time to be among us ordinary mortals.
Oh, Meryl Streep, we love you because you shine, shine, shine.
Everybody, listen up.
Listen up.
Remember to give Meryl all of the awards, the accreditations, the roles, the paycheck.
Accreditations!
Because if she is in the slightest bit displeased, she will once again rip back the fabric of space and time.
Time!
To the very
time.
Beginnings of humanity when we climbed out of the primordial ooze. And she will merely dip in one big fucking toe.
Big toe!
Making us all a little bit Meryl, and then she will become supreme overlord of us all!
Yeah.
Oh, Meryl Streep, you are a goddess of fucking everything. But in the future where you're from, you're just like everybody else. So turn back time and enslave all of humanity.
Oh, Meryl Streep, we love you because you shine, shine, shine.
Oh, Meryl Streep, we love you because you shine, shine,
shine.
Betty Jo Tucker's in the house. A Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. You want to tune in to Betty Jo Tucker. Here's some nostalgia for you, Betty. I hope you like it. Burns and Allen.
That's them.
Oh, yeah.
Say hello to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
That's it.
Yeah, but
it's...
I wouldn't say hello to you.
Why?
Yeah, well, you remember you took me home last Tuesday night?
Yes.
And remember you left my house about 2 o'clock?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, after you left my home, my brother's tie was missing. Yeah. I'm not saying you took it, but it looks very good on you.
Oh, well, now, just a minute. It wasn't last Tuesday. It was last Wednesday.
It's...
In the second place, I didn't take you home at 2 o'clock. I left you home at 3. In the third place, I never took your brother's tie. But here's his pawn ticket for his watch.
Well, you remind me a great deal of a sweetheart I used to have.
Oh, so you had another sweetheart?
Oh, sure. I was engaged to George Brown.
What's his name?
Oh.
George Brown.
Oh, I don't know. I never heard of him.
I see. Well, I'll see you again. I guess you better be going home.
Yes,
it's
all
lovely.
Right.
Listen, would you like to have me take you home in my car?
Oh, no, thank you. I'm too tired. I'd rather walk.
Oh, well, just a minute. This is a lovely car. You like it. It's fun.
No, I hate cars.
You hate cars? Well, I'll tell you what you do. You go home, get your coat, come back, and I'll give you a ride in my boat.
Oh, all right.
I've got a boat, too.
Oh, but wait a minute. My sister's got my coat.
That's all right. My brother's got my boat.
Judge, you're silly.
I'd rather be silly than be dizzy.
Oh, I'm not dizzy, you know.
No.
No, I've come to the conclusion I'm very bright.
Oh, you made up your mind you're bright.
Yes.
Well, how bright are you?
Well, let's see. Well, you know those crossword puzzles?
Yes.
I make them up.
You make them up?
Yes.
Crossword puzzle?
Yes.
Well, that ought to be funny. Make one up. Let's have it.
All right. What is it that starts with W and, well, I don't know how many letters. What is it?
You made that up?
Yes.
You never made that up?
Yes, I did.
Somebody must be helping you.
No.
You couldn't. It starts with W and you don't know how many letters. What is it?
Yes.
Don't tell me the answer. Let me think of it.
No, well, take your time.
It's, does it jump?
No.
Does it swim?
No.
Does it run?
No.
I give it up.
Well, men shave with it.
Men shave with it?
Yeah, that's a little hint.
Yes, that'll help a whole lot. It starts with W.
Yes.
Well, the only thing that I know that a man shaves with is a razor.
Yeah, that's it.
That's
very good.
You made that up?
Yes.
Yes, I'd brag about that.
Yeah, I have brains.
You have?
Yeah, I have brains I haven't even used yet.
Well, leave them alone. Don't bother with them. If you had another brain, you'd have one.
Oh, George.
You have brains. Yes. And I, you know, I just happened to think of something.
What?
I've got something that'll fit your brain.
What?
A little bit of a game. Would you like to play it?
Oh, my type game?
Yes, your type game. You
yes.
love this game. See, the idea is I ask you something. You ask me the same thing, then I tell the funny answer.
Oh.
If I should say to you, why does a chicken cross the street? You must say, I don't know, why does a chicken cross the street? Then I tell the answer.
Oh, yes, I understand.
I tell all the funny answers.
Yeah, you want to be the funny man.
I'm the comedian.
Yes, go ahead, be funny.
Be funny?
Yes.
Yes, well, anyway, I'll tell all the answers.
Yes.
What fella in the army wears the largest hat?
The fella with the largest head. Is that right?
That's the trouble, I mean.
What?
You have the right idea, but you're not doing me any good. You see, I'm supposed to say the fella with the largest head.
Oh, yeah, oh, I see.
I'm the funny fella.
Yeah, well, try it again.
Well, I'll try again.
Yes.
What is it that sings and has four legs?
Two canaries.
I'm doing very well. Well, I'll see you again. That's
was I wrong
lovely.
Again?
You're never wrong. I've got one more. This is the last one.
Yes.
What gives more milk than a cow two cows? That's all. I had a little trouble, but I finally got it in. So
well,
you know all the answers, and you're not dizzy.
No, I'm
You are plenty dizzy.
I am not.
You look to me like you're always up in an aeroplane. Have you ever been in a plane?
No, I never go.
Afraid of going to an aeroplane? There's nothing to be afraid about. You see, the first thing they do when you step into a plane, they strap a parachute on your shoulder. And if anything happens up in the air, all you do is jump out of the plane. The parachute opens up nicely, and then you land on the ground.
Yeah, but supposing the parachute doesn't open up?
Then you write to the factory, and the man sends you another one.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. Seeing is believing, that's a story old and true.
Don't believe all you hear, you've often heard that too.
You, dear, and I, dear, are exceptions to the rule.
You may think me giddy, believe me, I'm no fool.
I love you, love you, love you, dear, I cross my heart, I do. Do you believe me?
I do.
Now you're the first and only girl I ever told that to. Do you believe me?
I do.
And if things went wrong and skies above are gray instead of blue, you wouldn't have to worry, 'cause I'd know just what to do. I'd get up early mornings and I'd find a job for you. Do you believe me?
I'd mend your hose and fix your clothes. That's what I'd do for you. Do you believe me?
I do.
I'd cook your favorite dish, gefilte to fish or Irish stew. Do you believe me?
I do.
And Mother dear would visit us 6 months of every year. My mother knows just how to mind her business, never fear. She's not like other mothers, she's a perfect little steer. Do you believe me?
I'm through. Yum da doo da 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 da. You know, I think you're very nice.
Yes, and I'm smart too.
Well, that's the finish of that. You're so smart. Name three different kinds of nuts.
Walnuts and chestnuts.
That's two.
And forget-me-nuts.
Lovely. Da-da-doo, da-dum, da-da-da-doo. What did you take up at school?
Anything that wasn't nailed down.
You're too smart for one girl.
I'm more than one.
You're more than one?
Yeah, my mother has a picture of me when I was two.
Do you like to love?
No.
Like to kiss?
No.
What do you like?
Lamb chops.
Lamb chops. Could you eat two big lamb chops alone?
Alone? Oh, no, not alone. No. With potatoes, I could.
You could?
Yes.
Well, that's funny. We're supposed to be off the screen.
Oh, aren't we off?
No, they are out there. I mean, oh. What do we do?
Well, I know a little story.
Well, we got to get off, though.
Yeah, well, this is a very good story. I made it up myself.
You made it up?
Yes.
Well, that ought to get us off.
Yeah. It'll
probably never get us back on again. Do I know the story?
No, you never heard it.
Well, maybe it's the kind of a story you can't tell out here.
Yeah, well, I know, but they like it.
They might like it, but I'll tell you what you do. You whisper the story to me, and if I think it's all right, I'll let you tell it.
Oh, all right.
You see?
Pardon me, Justin.
That's the story.
Yes.
Well, we finally got off. Go on,
yes.
Get out of here. Go on.
All right, Ian. Set to do your vocals. The studio musicians have already recorded their parts, and the choruses will be coming from the booth next door. You just wanted the same phrase repeating, right?
Right.
Okay. Are you set with your lyrics?
Yep. Just copied some stuff off of Wikipedia.
Great. Well, ready when you are.
Benedict Cumberbatch was born one English summer's day. In London, England, he was raised by Wanda and Timothy. Both were actors, so he studied the dramatic arts at Manchester University.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Oh my.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
That's quite loud.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
I like it though.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
His first big breakthrough role. When he portrayed the physicist Stephen Hawking. Not too long after this, he became a household name when solving crimes as Sherlock was his thing. With all his acting accolades and numerous awards, he never faltered from his goals or the pitfalls of fame. And though his name is so well known in mentioned households, they struggle to correctly say his name.
Benedict Cumberbatch, then he spooned Krusty Pants.
What?
Then he snapped Chocodile.
Oh, wait a second.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
His name came up again when in Star Trek he played the villain Khan, who apparently was both Indian and white. the Hobbit films all feature him as the great dragon Smaug, cause he fought dragons. Wait, that isn't right. His name is known throughout the land, heard both far and wide, as the true ruler of the kingdom of the Land of Oz. And soon he'll play young Doctor Strange for the Marvel film to bring more nerdy subjects to his cause.
Rubber fly cat is fast.
Oh, come on.
Eddie Cruz crashy crash.
What?
Engelbert Humperdinck.
Now
that's the way you cucumber.
Wait, what's going on here? I'm just singing what I'm given on this paper, how it's written. The one drawback to Cumberbatch, his wiki page looks like it's hacked. He plays the imitation game when he is done with chess. He's such a warhorse when it comes to folding his laundry. They say he shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. And I hear tell his real name is B.
Basing that custard pie. Battering Balderdash.
Really?
Flippity Hammerdash.
I'm not saying anything.
Burger King chicken fries. And it's not clear as that.
Get the name right.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Thank you.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
There you go.
Ellie Colin Bass.
No, it's
eggs.
Benedict Cumber.
Buns.
Batch. Dang it.
Betty Jo Tucker Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. and the Mom and Pop Shop Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. on Dreamstream Radio. Betty Jo is on Tuesdays at 4 p.m. and I can't pump up my email to see what she has on this Tuesday, but if she posts it, I will say it. Right? Yep.
I know that sounds good when I say I married a lawyer, but understand, son, I didn't marry the cutthroat, ruthless, give me all your money lawyer. No, I married the pay me what you can, whenever you can, I just want to see justice served lawyer. I married Atticus Finch. I got so ripped off, ladies and gentlemen. You know what it's like? It's like I'm having sex with a rock star, but he's in a Christian band.
Say this secret word and the deck will come down and pay you $1,000. You're listening to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts. Hey, Mo! Hey, Mo! What is it, Kylie? What is it? I want to listen to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts. Nyah, 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 ruff, ruff. You know, it's an amazing thing. This is Jackie Mason, and you're listening to Comedy Concepts with my good friend Nancy Lombardo right here on the wonderful station on Blog Talk Radio. If you knew it, if you only knew what you were hearing, you'd understand that this is the greatest program a person could ever have. Nancy Lombardo right here at Comedy Concepts.
That was George Bencher from the Mom and Pop Shop, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. on Dreamstream Radio. Okay, we have that. Oh, I like Jen Kwok. How about some Jen Kwok? Data Nation.
This is for all my Asians out there. Turn it up. Hey there, my name is Jen Kwok, and I'm here to tell you that dating Asians rocks. They have smooth skin and silky hair, so damn exotic, got that ethnic flair. So sweet and gentle, smells so good. So freaking if you do what you always wanted to. So appealing and so pleasing like no one can. That's right, I'm talking about an Asian man.
Everyone should date an Asian man. Don't gotta be serious, just fucking Asian man. At least fuck one, at least, please fuck one.
Don't whistle when you walk down the street. They're honest dudes, honey, they won't cheat. Not saying if he sees a hot chick, he won't own her. Hey, that's why we got concubines in our culture. Some people say that I am full of bullshit. Yeah, I'm dating a white guy, but I ain't no hypocrite. I've dated Chinese, Korean, and Sri Lankan. Yeah, I'm down with the brown, don't even get me started.
Where are my Punjabis at? Where are my Filipinos at? Where my bubble tea drinkers at?
Everyone should be raising their hands for that one. It's delicious.
What's happening? Are you Japanese? Can I have a piece of miso? Maybe a frappuccino. When speaking in Chinese, meet me at Silk Road Place, please, for the open mic, for some bubble tea. In Thai, I met a cute guy when I ordered Tom Yum. I could go there every day, feeling on his hot bum. Cultural exchange, I could teach you the Torah, light the menorah. Can I have some mosa? Rotating your medicine balls in the palm of my hand, never letting them fall. I hope that I look as good as Andy Lau when I advance in age, still standing proud. And what about my Persian peeps? Certainly, help me to absorb the heat. You're sure to please them, my Patels, Kims, and Wongs. My love's quite strong, like a Bollywood movie, we dance all night long.
Everyone should date an Asian man, don't gotta be serious. Fucking Asian man. At least fuck one, at least, please fuck one. At least fuck one, at least, please fuck one.
Asian men have been such an important force in my life. Like my dad. Don't date my dad. He's married to my mom. And theoretically, I'm old enough to handle it if they got a divorce, but, you know, it kind of mess with me. It would kind of mess with me, I'm not going to lie. So just, don't date my dad.
Don't want the same one, find a different one.
I'd cut you.
That would be a gangbang.
Yeah, that's not cool. Don't date my dad.
Unless that's what you're into. I'm not here to judge. Make it consensual.
I'm not even going to tell you his name, because you're not going to be able to find him now. Therefore, you won't be able to date him.
Jen Kwok. Did you post it yet, Betty Jo? What's on your show? Spotlight on Debbie Reynolds next Tuesday. Debbie's 84th birthday is today. Ah, happy birthday. I met her a few years back. I got the picture somewhere, Debbie. You can see half my face. Always fun, always fun. All right, where are we going with this? I don't know. It's a strange day, April 1st, and I'm not playing any tricks on anybody, so.
Hey, there's notice. Everybody's got one and they play it and sing or carry it around because they think it looks neat, but it's hard to admit you don't want to tap your feet when you hear the clinking of the strings. You get to thinking, wow, no kidding, ukuleles are fun. First my friend got one and she played it all day, then her dad sat upon it so they threw it away, and others started getting them and I wanted one too. Once you play ukulele you can see the big to-do, and when you see somebody whip one out at a party, you're like, wow, I get it. Ukuleles are fun. Now some dicks in the mud, they get the fascination. They think they're kind of weird and they're not part of the sensation. And other crumbums think they're just a bunch of toys that aren't very interesting and make a stupid noise. But I disagree. I've got at least three. I play it in the subway and I play it by the sea. And the mermaids gather round and sing. Ukuleles are fun. Put it down. I play it in the park. I play it in the car, sometimes even after dark. And the other drivers beep and sing. Ukuleles are fun. I play it at the post office. It calms the boots of rage. I play it at the dog run and I play it on the stage. And the audience, they clap and sing. Ukuleles are fun. Yeehaw!
Jessica Delfino. You had a lover. Lover, let's see, what are we doing for time? 3 minutes, oh my gosh, time just goes when you're playing music, goes fast. So I got to find something that times out into it. So now as I'm talking, I need more time. Don't forget you watch my TV show tonight at 7 p.m. Fridays, New York City time. And that's every Friday at 7 p.m. Okay, my CDs are available on CD Baby. Go crazy. Jack Hoffman, if you're listening, I hope your exercising is working out great for you. And Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m., Blog Talk Radio. All right, let me see if I can time this just so. Let's hear some Housewives on Prozac, shall we? Why not? Here we go.
Get
Thank you for listening to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Nancy Lombardo. Don't forget, my CDs are available on CD Baby. Bye-bye.